This is the core idea of Stoicism. Nobody is coming to save you. No one will solve your problems, offer handouts, or make the universe align in your favor. Relying on such hopes means surrendering your power. If you want to be beautiful, Epictetus said, you must make beautiful choices. You must choose actions that improve you, that make you healthier, that give you the best possible chance of success, because that's within your control. Therefore, remember this Stoic principle. Progress is not achieved by luck or accident, but by working on yourself daily. The Stoics believe that change is not just a part of life, but its very essence. Marcus Aurelius wrote, "Time is like a river made up of the events which happen, and a violent stream. For as soon as a thing has been seen, it is carried away, and another comes in its place, and this will be carried away too." How often do you reflect on the inevitability of change and your reactions to it? Change surrounds us, from the cycle of seasons to the inevitable growth and decay within nature. The Stoics teach us that by accepting the flow of life, we align ourselves with its natural order. Ask yourself, what changes am I resisting that are as natural as the changing seasons? The Stoic philosopher Epictetus advised that we should be like a reed, bending with the wind rather than like an oak that resists and breaks. Flexibility in the face of change is a form of resilience. How flexible do you feel in your life's current circumstances? Marcus Aurelius advised, "Look well into thyself. There is a source of strength which will always spring up if thou will always look." Lesson 1. Cultivating self-awareness through Stoic reflection. How often do you find yourself reacting to situations on autopilot without fully understanding why? Stoicism teaches us the value of self-awareness, encouraging us to delve deeper into our thoughts, emotions, and reactions. Cultivating self-awareness can lead to greater resilience and personal growth. Why do you think gaining deeper insight into oneself is vital for our personal development? The Stoics believed that self-awareness was the foundation of a virtuous life, allowing individuals to live in harmony with their true nature. Reflecting on our actions and motivations can prevent us from falling into unhelpful patterns and guide us towards more thoughtful responses to life's challenges. Can you recall a moment when a lack of self-awareness led to a decision you later regretted? By becoming more self-aware, we can avoid such pitfalls and instead make choices that align with our deepest values. Furthermore, self-awareness enhances our understanding of others, improving our relationships and interactions within our communities. It's not just about introspection, but also about how we relate to the world around us. As we increase our self-awareness, we also cultivate a greater sense of empathy and connection with others, which are key aspects of Stoic philosophy. This introspective journey is not just for personal benefit, but also enhances our contributions to society. Stoic philosophy places a strong emphasis on self-examination as a path to wisdom and inner peace. By consistently questioning our motives and behaviors, we gain insights into our true nature and our interactions with the world. Have you considered how your actions align with your core values? The Stoics challenge us to reflect on our daily experiences and assess whether our lives exemplify the virtues of wisdom, courage, justice, and temperance. This ongoing process not only helps us make more conscious choices, but also steers us toward a more intentional and fulfilling life. Engaging in this form of reflection can reveal inconsistencies between our ideals and our actions, guiding us to align our behavior with our principles. It is a powerful tool that not only fosters personal growth but also strengthens our moral resolve. When we examine our lives through the lens of Stoic virtues, we can identify areas where we may be faltering and need to make adjustments. This continual process of self-assessment and adjustment is critical for anyone seeking to live a life of virtue. By embracing the Stoic practice of self-examination, we learn to take responsibility for our actions and their impacts, leading to a more ethical and meaningful life. This practice not only enhances our own lives, but also those around us, as we become more considerate and thoughtful members of our communities. Implement a daily practice of evening reflection. Spend a few minutes each night reviewing the events of the day. Consider the decisions you made, the emotions you experienced, and how you responded to various situations. ask yourself what lessons you can learn and how you might improve your responses in the future. This practice not only helps consolidate the day's learning, but also prepares you for the next day with a clearer, more focused mindset. It's a simple yet profound way to end each day, ensuring that we continue to grow and evolve in our Stoic practice. By making this a routine, you can transform your approach to life's challenges and opportunities, becoming more mindful of your actions and their consequences. This nightly routine helps embed a cycle of continuous personal development and virtuous living. Over time, you'll find that this practice not only helps you sleep better, but also enriches your life with deeper understanding and fulfillment. Reflecting each evening also helps to reduce stress and anxiety by allowing you to process and release the day's events rather than carrying them into the next day. Embrace this practice as a vital part of your journey towards Stoic resilience. Start a philosophical journal to document your thoughts and reflections. This isn't just a diary of events. It's a tool for deeper inquiry into your personal philosophy and how it manifests in your daily life. Write about the challenges you face, the virtues you are working to cultivate, and the insights you gain from applying Stoic principles. Over time, this journal will become a valuable resource for understanding your growth and areas that still require attention. Journaling provides a private space to explore your thoughts and feelings in depth, which is essential for developing self-awareness. It encourages a reflective habit that can significantly impact your ability to deal with life's complexities. As you write, you engage in a dialogue with yourself, uncovering motives and biases that influence your behavior. This process can illuminate patterns and trigger points that you may not have been aware of before. By committing your reflections to paper, you also create a record of your journey, allowing you to track your progress over time. This practice of philosophical journaling is not just about recording events, but about deepening your understanding of yourself and your place in the world. It's a powerful tool for personal transformation, rooted in the Stoic tradition of self-reflection and continuous improvement. Building emotional resilience through self-awareness. Self-awareness is crucial for emotional resilience. By understanding our emotional triggers and habitual responses, we can begin to manage our reactions more effectively. How often do you stop to analyze why certain things upset you or make you happy? Stoic self-awareness allows us to take a step back and view our emotions as signals, not dictates. This perspective helps us maintain composure and respond to life's challenges with equanimity and reason, rather than being swept away by emotional turbulence. By identifying our emotional patterns, we can strategize effective ways to cope and respond in healthier ways. This not only reduces personal suffering, but also prevents the escalation of conflicts and misunderstandings in our interactions with others. Emotional resilience is not about suppressing our feelings, but understanding and navigating them with wisdom. The more we practice self-awareness, the more skilled we become at managing our emotions, leading to a more balanced and fulfilling life. This Stoic approach to emotions prepares us to face any situation with confidence and poise, knowing that our inner state remains stable regardless of external circumstances. Cultivating this level of emotional intelligence is essential for anyone seeking to live a Stoic life of virtue and tranquility. Enhancing decision-making with Stoic insights. When we understand ourselves better, we make decisions that are more aligned with our long-term goals and values. Stoicism teaches us to pause and reflect before acting, ensuring that our actions are guided by rational thought rather than impulsive emotions. How could this approach change the way you make decisions? By cultivating self-awareness, we can choose paths that lead to genuine happiness and fulfillment, rather than those that offer immediate gratification but long-term regret. This process of thoughtful decision-making is integral to Stoic practice, which values wisdom and self-control above all. Each decision we make is an opportunity to demonstrate our commitment to Stoic principles, choosing what is right over what is easy. Through self-awareness, we gain clarity on what truly matters to us, allowing us to navigate life's choices with confidence and moral integrity. This enhances not only our own lives, but also positively impacts those around us, as we make decisions that are considerate and just. Cultivating this depth of insight into our own motivations and values is essential for anyone practicing Stoicism, as it leads to choices that are more thoughtful and aligned with a virtuous life. Fostering deeper connections through self-knowledge. Self-awareness also enriches our relationships. When we are clear about our own values and motivations, we can communicate more openly and understand others better. Have you noticed how miscommunications often stem from a lack of understanding of our own emotional states? By being aware of our own inner workings, we can engage more authentically with others, fostering deeper and more meaningful connections. This is crucial in both personal and professional relationships, as it leads to more effective and compassionate communication. Understanding ourselves helps us to empathize with others, seeing their actions and responses through a more understanding lens. This can significantly reduce conflicts and misunderstandings, leading to stronger, more supportive relationships. The Stoics valued social harmony and believed that our relationships were a fundamental part of a virtuous life. By practicing self-awareness, we contribute to this harmony, enhancing not only our own lives, but also those of the people around us. This Stoic practice encourages us not only to understand ourselves, but also to extend that understanding to others, creating a more compassionate and connected world. Embracing the Stoic path to self-mastery. Ultimately, the Stoic practice of self-awareness is about striving for self-mastery. It's about taking control of our inner lives so that we can face the outer world with strength and wisdom. As we progress in our Stoic journey, let us commit to this deep and reflective examination of our lives. How will you incorporate self-awareness into your daily routine to become a more resilient and reflective individual? This journey towards self-mastery is not easy. It requires constant vigilance and effort. Yet, it is incredibly rewarding, as it leads to a deeper understanding of ourselves and our place in the world. This understanding empowers us to live with greater purpose and fulfillment, aligned with the Stoic virtues of wisdom, courage, justice, and temperance. As we cultivate self-awareness, we not only improve our own lives, but also have a positive impact on the world around us. This practice forms the cornerstone of Stoic resilience, providing the foundation for a life of virtue and contentment. Embrace this path with dedication and openness, and witness the transformation in your life and your interactions with the world. Take a moment to reflect on how this practice can transform not just your own life, but also how you interact with the world around you. Lesson 2: The Art of Rational Decision Making. Do you ever find yourself overwhelmed by choices or regretting decisions made in haste or emotional turmoil? Stoicism offers a robust framework for rational decision making, emphasizing thoughtful consideration over impulsive reactions. We can cultivate the Stoic practice of making decisions rationally to enhance our resilience and effectiveness in daily life. Why is rational decision-making fundamental in Stoic philosophy, and how can it lead to more fulfilling and less regrettable outcomes in your life? Seneca once remarked, "Hang on to your philosophical convictions with determination, and when circumstances seem to compel you to make a concession, remember that the door is open." This underscores the Stoic commitment to maintaining rational integrity, even under pressure. What does it mean to make a decision rationally according to Stoic principles? It involves separating what we can control from what we cannot, and focusing our energy on our own actions and attitudes, rather than external outcomes. Rational decision-making requires us to pause and consider the long-term consequences of our actions, aligning our decisions with our core values and virtues such as wisdom, justice, courage, and temperance. This approach helps us avoid the pitfalls of emotional decision-making, which often leads to choices that we later regret. By employing reason, we ensure that our decisions are thoughtful and deliberate, reducing the influence of fleeting emotions that might steer us off course. Rational decision-making not only enhances personal satisfaction, but also strengthens our relationships with others by promoting fairness and integrity in our interactions. It's about making choices that we can stand by, knowing they were made with the best information and intentions at the time. Through this practice, we embody the Stoic ideal of living according to reason, which is believed to be the highest good. One practical way to incorporate rational decision-making into your daily routine is by using the pro and con list technique. For each significant decision you face, Take the time to write down all the pros and cons associated with each option. This exercise forces you to think critically and systematically about each choice, helping to clarify the potential impacts of each decision. Make sure to consider both short-term and long-term effects, as well as how each choice aligns with your personal values and goals. This method not only aids in making more rational decisions, but also serves as a visual representation of the reasoning behind your choices, which can be helpful for future reflection and learning. At the end of each day, take a few minutes to reflect on the decisions you made, particularly the major ones. Assess whether they were made rationally, or if emotions swayed your judgment. Consider what you might have done differently and how you can apply rational thinking more effectively in the future. This reflection not only improves your decision-making skills, but also reinforces your commitment to living stoically. It encourages continuous personal growth and the development of wisdom, which is central to Stoic philosophy. Navigating challenges with Stoic rationality. When faced with difficult situations or decisions, Stoic rationality provides a compass to guide us through. Epictetus advised, "Objective judgment, now at this very moment. Unselfish action, now at this very moment. Willing acceptance, now at this very moment of all external events, that's all you need." This quote highlights the Stoic approach to dealing with challenges. Make objective judgments, act unselfishly, and accept what you cannot change. By focusing on these principles, we can approach difficult decisions with a clear mind and a strong ethical foundation. This not only leads to better outcomes, but also builds inner strength and resilience, as we learn to trust our rational mind even in adversity. Building long-term resilience through rational choices. The practice of rational decision-making builds resilience by fostering a sense of control and competence. When we make decisions based on careful thought and alignment with our values, we are less likely to face negative consequences that could weaken our resolve. This creates a positive feedback loop where rational choices lead to successful outcomes, which in turn reinforce our confidence in our decision-making process. Over time, this resilience becomes integral to our character, helping us to navigate life's ups and downs with Stoic calm and assurance. Cultivating a life of purpose with Stoic decision-making. Rational decision-making is about more than just making good choices. It's about cultivating a life of purpose and meaning. By consistently applying Stoic principles to our decisions, we shape a life that is not only successful in conventional terms, but also deeply fulfilling and aligned with our highest virtues. This alignment brings a profound sense of satisfaction, knowing that our lives reflect our most cherished values and beliefs. Reflect on how this practice can transform not just specific choices, but the overall trajectory of your life. Lesson 3. Fostering emotional resilience through Stoic endurance. How do you typically respond to adversity and stress? Stoicism teaches the cultivation of emotional resilience through the practice of endurance, enabling us to withstand life's challenges without losing our composure. Embracing Stoic endurance can enhance our capacity to navigate difficult situations with grace and strength. Why is emotional resilience critical in Stoic philosophy? And how can it transform your ability to manage stress and adversity effectively? The Stoic virtue of endurance, Epictetus once stated, "It's not what happens to you, but how you react to it that matters." This powerful sentiment lies at the heart of Stoic endurance, emphasizing the importance of response over circumstance. Stoicism doesn't advocate for passive acceptance, but for a proactive stance in facing life's difficulties. What does it mean to endure in a Stoic sense? It involves maintaining a calm and rational mindset in the face of trials, using reason to navigate emotional upheavals, and viewing challenges as opportunities for personal growth and the practice of virtue. Stoic endurance is about developing a robust inner life that remains stable and unshaken, regardless of external conditions. By practicing Stoic endurance, we not only preserve our tranquility, but also gain the strength to support others who might be struggling. This approach transforms potential setbacks into stepping stones for development, fostering a resilience that is deeply rooted in rational and moral fortitude. Endurance, therefore, is not merely about surviving difficulties, but thriving through them by adhering to Stoic principles. It teaches us that our greatest trials can become our most defining moments, shaping us into wiser, more compassionate individuals. To build stoic endurance, start by reflecting daily on a challenge you faced. Write down the situation, how you responded, and what stoic principles could have better guided your actions. Consider what virtues such as patience, courage, or temperance could have been applied. By doing this exercise, you gradually shift your perspective from viewing difficulties as obstacles to seeing them as valuable lessons. This reflective practice not only enhances your ability to endure, but also deepens your understanding of Stoic teachings, integrating them into your everyday life. Another useful technique to foster endurance is the Stoic view from above, a visualization exercise where you imagine viewing your life situations from a high vantage point. This practice offers a broader perspective, making personal issues appear smaller and less significant. It encourages a sense of detachment from immediate emotional reactions, allowing rationality to guide your responses. Over time, this method helps you gain emotional equilibrium, reducing feelings of overwhelm and enhancing your ability to cope with stress constructively. Stoic endurance is closely tied to the concept of equanimity, remaining calm and composed under pressure. Marcus Aurelius advised, "Keep yourself simple, good, pure, serious, unpretentious, and a friend of justice, a worshiper of the gods, kind, affectionate, strenuous in all right acts." Stoic equanimity isn't about suppressing emotions. It's about understanding them through the lens of reason and not allowing them to dominate our actions. By maintaining equanimity, we navigate life's challenges more effectively, making decisions that are aligned with our values rather than reactionary impulses. This balanced approach not only leads to better outcomes, but also contributes to a lasting sense of inner peace. The practice of Stoic endurance and equanimity builds resilience by helping us to understand that we cannot control external events, only our reactions to them. This understanding frees us from unnecessary stress and anxiety, empowering us to focus our energy on what we can influence. Over time, this resilience becomes a deep-seated part of who we are, enabling us to face future adversities with confidence and a clear mind. It is a resilience that not only withstands but also transforms, creating individuals who are not only tougher, but also more thoughtful and empathetic. Fostering emotional resilience through Stoic endurance is about cultivating a life of purpose and peace. It aligns our actions with our philosophical beliefs, creating a harmonious existence that withstands the vicissitudes of life. By committing to these Stoic practices, we don't just survive life's storms. We learn to dance in the rain, embracing each challenge with courage and a smile. This alignment brings profound fulfillment, knowing that our lives are lived in accordance with deep-seated values of wisdom and virtue. Reflect on how embracing endurance and equanimity can transform your approach to life's challenges. Lesson 4: Harnessing the power of rational detachment. How do you typically react to emotional disturbances? Stoicism offers a profound strategy called rational detachment, which teaches us to manage our reactions to external events with calm and deliberation. Mastering rational detachment can enhance your resilience and improve your overall well-being. Why is rational detachment crucial in Stoic philosophy, and how can practicing it transform your daily life? Epictetus once said, "If someone succeeds in provoking you, realize that your mind is complicit in the provocation." This statement encapsulates the Stoic belief in rational detachment, which involves maintaining a clear separation between external events and our internal reactions. Stoicism teaches that while we cannot control everything that happens to us, we can control how we respond. What would happen if you approached upsetting situations with a mindset that these events do not disturb your inner peace unless you allow them to? Rational detachment does not mean being emotionless or indifferent. Rather, it's about observing your emotions and choosing not to be governed by them. By practicing rational detachment, we can objectively assess situations without letting emotions cloud our judgment. This ability leads to making wiser decisions, reducing stress, and maintaining better relationships. It teaches us to recognize our automatic responses and work to change them if they are not helpful. The practice of rational detachment allows us to live more freely, unburdened by unnecessary emotional weights, and remain focused on what truly aligns with our values and goals. Begin integrating rational detachment into your daily routine by identifying moments when you feel emotionally triggered. Take a step back to observe these emotions as an outside spectator might. Ask yourself, what is within my control? Can I choose to respond differently? Reflect on how this detachment affects the outcome of the situation and your internal state. Over time, this practice will help you gain mastery over your reactions, leading to a more peaceful and focused life. Another method to develop rational detachment is the pause technique. Whenever you face a challenging situation or feel a surge of strong emotion, pause for a moment. Use this time to breathe deeply and remind yourself that only your response is within your control, not the external circumstance. This brief pause can help you gather your thoughts and respond from a place of rationality rather than impulse. Stoic detachment is particularly useful in navigating life's inevitable challenges. By maintaining a rational distance from our emotional reactions, we can face difficulties with a calm demeanor and clear mind. This approach is not about ignoring emotions, but managing them effectively. Seneca advised, "The greatest remedy for anger is delay." By delaying our reactions and examining them through a lens of rationality, we can prevent emotions like anger from escalating and adversely affecting our actions. Embracing stoic rational detachment builds long-term resilience by helping us develop a more balanced approach to life's ups and downs. This resilience is not a temporary shield, but a deep-rooted strength that enhances our ability to navigate all aspects of life. The practice encourages us to consistently reflect on our reactions, learn from them, and adjust our mindset to align more closely with Stoic principles. Rational detachment is about cultivating a life of tranquility and purpose. It enables us to live in accordance with our true nature, free from the tyranny of uncontrolled emotions. As we grow in our Stoic practice, we find that our lives become more harmonious and our minds more serene. This tranquility is not a mere absence of disturbance, but a profound presence of peace, achieved through the deliberate cultivation of rational detachment. Reflect on how you can apply this practice in your interactions and challenges. Lesson 5. Embracing present moment awareness. Do you often find yourself distracted, your mind wandering to past regrets or future worries? Stoicism teaches the importance of present moment awareness, encouraging us to live fully in the here and now. Cultivating present moment awareness can significantly enhance your mental clarity and overall well-being. Why is this practice essential in Stoic philosophy, and how can it profoundly impact your daily life? Seneca once wrote, "True happiness is to enjoy the present without anxious dependence upon the future." This encapsulates the Stoic belief in the value of focusing on the present moment. What does it mean to truly engage with the here and now? Present moment awareness in Stoicism is about consciously directing our attention to the current experience, setting aside regrets of the past and anxieties about the future. This focus not only enhances our appreciation of life, but also aligns our actions with our values, leading to more deliberate and meaningful experiences. Stoics believe that distress often stems from our reactions to thoughts about the past or future, not from our current reality. By centering our awareness on the present, we can mitigate unnecessary suffering and cultivate a state of peace. This practice is not about indifference to the past or future, but about understanding our control is limited to our present actions and attitudes. Embracing the present helps us navigate life with a calmness and clarity that improves our decision-making and enriches our interactions with others. As we become more attuned to the present, we find that many of life's complications simplify, and what once seemed urgent may lose its pressing nature. Take a few minutes each day to practice mindful breathing. Begin by finding a quiet place to sit comfortably. Close your eyes and slowly inhale through your nose, counting to 4. Hold your breath for a count of 4, then exhale slowly through your mouth for another count of 4. Focus solely on the sensation of your breath entering and leaving your body. Notice the rise and fall of your chest, the feeling of the air passing through your nostrils, and the sound of your breath. If your mind starts to wander, gently bring your focus back to your breathing. This practice not only helps anchor you in the present, but also serves as a powerful tool for reducing stress and anxiety. It can be done anywhere and anytime you feel overwhelmed or disconnected. Over time, this simple exercise can significantly enhance your ability to concentrate and remain present in other areas of your life. Marcus Aurelius once said, "Concentrate every minute like a Roman, like a man, on doing what's in front of you with precise and genuine seriousness, tenderly, willingly, with justice, and on freeing yourself from all other distractions." Mindful breathing embodies this directive, training us to live fully and earnestly in the present moment. Incorporate sensory walks into your routine. Choose a natural setting and focus intently on your senses. Notice the sounds around you, the feel of the ground under your feet, the scents in the air, and the colors and shapes you see. This exercise heightens your environmental awareness and grounds you in the moment. It can be a powerful antidote to the stress of daily life, bringing a sense of peace and grounding that can carry over into other activities. Applying present moment awareness to daily life involves noticing when your mind wanders and gently guiding it back to the present task. Marcus Aurelius advised, "Confine yourself to the present." This guidance is about recognizing that each moment is a new opportunity to live according to our principles, free from past mistakes and future worries. When we focus on the present, we are more effective, thoughtful, and compassionate, qualities that enhance both our personal lives and our interactions with others. Cultivating present moment awareness builds long-term resilience by helping us respond to life's challenges with a composed and focused demeanor. This resilience is cultivated through continuous practice, where each moment is an opportunity to reinforce our commitment to living stoically. Over time, this practice not only enhances our ability to cope with stress, but also deepens our enjoyment and appreciation of life. Practice the five reflections. This exercise involves a daily practice of reflecting on five specific questions that encourage stoic thinking and reinforce resilience. Each question is designed to guide you through an introspective process that aligns with Stoic principles, helping you to engage deeply with the present moment and the challenges you face. This routine aims to cultivate a stronger sense of self-awareness and purpose by connecting your daily experiences with Stoic virtues. What did I do well today? Start by acknowledging your successes and the moments you lived in accordance with Stoic virtues. Reflect on actions that demonstrated wisdom, justice, courage, or moderation. Marcus Aurelius advised, "Waste no more time arguing what a good man should be. Be one." This reflection helps solidify your understanding of these virtues in action and encourages their practice. What could I have done better? Consider the moments when you might have responded better or when you fell short of embodying Stoic ideals. Reflect on these not as failures, but as opportunities for learning and growth. Seneca noted, "We are more often frightened than hurt, and we suffer more in imagination than in reality." Use this insight to assess whether your reactions were influenced more by perception than reality. What did I learn today? Every day holds a lesson if we are willing to learn. Reflect on new insights about yourself, others, or the nature of the world. Epictetus stated, "It's not what happens to you, but how you react to it that matters." Consider how your reactions to daily events can be informed by this perspective. Whom did I help or serve today? Stoicism emphasizes the importance of community and service to others. Reflect on your actions through the lens of contribution and altruism. Ask yourself how you have helped those around you, aligning with Marcus Aurelius's guidance. That which isn't good for the hive, isn't good for the bee. How did I respond to challenges today? Reflect on the challenges you faced and how you applied Stoic principles to overcome them. Did you maintain composure and perspective? Remember the words of Seneca, "A gem cannot be polished without friction, nor a man perfected without trials." This exercise encourages a nightly routine where you dedicate a few quiet moments to ponder these questions. Writing down your reflections can be particularly effective, providing a physical record of your thoughts and progress. Over time, this practice not only enhances your stoic mindset, but also builds a resilient character capable of handling life's ups and downs with grace and wisdom. By integrating these five reflections into your daily routine, you actively participate in your own philosophical development, reinforcing stoic principles in practical, tangible ways. This methodical reflection can transform challenges into valuable lessons and victories, contributing to a life of purpose, tranquility, and resilience. Another practical exercise to cultivate present moment awareness is to use daily stoic reminders. Marcus Aurelius wrote, "When you arise in the morning, think of what a precious privilege it is to be alive, to breathe, to think, to enjoy, to love." You can use this quote as a morning reminder to start your day with a focus on present moment awareness. Place it where you'll see it upon waking, on your bathroom mirror or beside your bed. This practice helps establish a mindset of mindfulness from the start of your day, enhancing your awareness and appreciation for each subsequent moment. As your day progresses, use other reminders to maintain this focus. For instance, before beginning a new task, you could pause to realign with the present moment. This might involve a brief meditation or simply a few seconds of mindful breathing. These pauses not only refresh your mind but also improve your productivity and the quality of your work, as they help you to engage fully with the task at hand. The Stoic practice of reflection can be integrated with these reminders. For example, during lunch, reflect on the morning's activities and your adherence to Stoic virtues. Ask yourself, have I lived with truth and integrity? Have I missed opportunities to be fully present? These reflections provide valuable insights that can guide your actions for the rest of the day. As the day ends, let your final reminder be a cue for gratitude. Reflect on the parts of the day for which you are grateful, focusing on the simple pleasures and accomplishments. Seneca advised, "True happiness is to enjoy the present without anxious dependence upon the future, not to amuse ourselves with either hopes or fears, but to rest satisfied with what we have, which is sufficient." This evening practice of gratitude helps to anchor you in the positive aspects of your day, enhancing your overall well-being and contentment. By incorporating these daily Stoic reminders into your routine, you systematically train yourself to live more fully in each moment. This practice not only enhances your capacity for present moment awareness, but also deeply ingrains Stoic principles into your daily life, leading to a more thoughtful, focused, and fulfilling existence. What reminders will you set up today to cultivate a more mindful and present-focused day? Ultimately, present moment awareness encourages a life of purpose and engagement. By being fully present, we are more likely to act in ways that are congruent with our values and goals. This alignment results in a richer, more fulfilling life, characterized by enhanced relationships and more effective actions. As we progress in our practice, we find that our capacity for joy, empathy, and patience expands, enriching every aspect of our lives. Reflect on how incorporating this practice can transform your approach to daily challenges and interactions. What changes do you notice when you truly focus on the here and now? Remember that the path to wisdom is paved with reflection, courage, and a deep love for the life you lead, no matter the circumstances. Embrace each day as a new canvas on which to paint your virtues and lessons. Continue to cultivate your inner strength and let it guide you to live boldly and with purpose.